This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Raise Your Game. My name is Audrey Raj. Appreciative is derived from the word appreciate, which means showing gratitude and positivity. But many people struggle with moving out from a depreciative mindset where they can't see or simply view people and events in their lives from a negative light. We speak to Master Certified Coach Dr. Michael here about adopting an appreciative mindset and how appreciative intelligence can help you perceive the positives, the strengths, the opportunities, and hence grow better and succeed better in your lives, both personally and professionally. Dr. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So let's just start off by talking about appreciative intelligence. What exactly is appreciative intelligence, and how can you tell if someone has mastered this?
Okay. Appreciative intelligence, sometimes we call it AI in short, is one's ability to recognize, notice, or to even what you call show gratitude to an occasion, to an event, or even to a person, where they actually have the ability to leverage on it and make the best use of it for their life or for someone's life. An example to this would be this thing we call about recognizing someone's potential. And if someone has got an AI mindset with them, it becomes easier for them to be able to pick, because that potential in that someone sometimes doesn't show so, you know, obviously, so clearly. But when you have that, you're like someone who has the ability to, see the mighty oak in the acorn, something that is in the present, but you could see the future of it and unfolding in that situation. So these are the people who will be able to leverage on it, take advantage of it, and make the best out of this for themselves or for someone else in an organization or in any setting.
So how can you tell if someone has mastered this? Are there any traits to being appreciatively intelligent?
You know, that question came up even to myself. What would be a most recent person that I would regard as having a great AI thing, and is really none other than the recent president or the recent election where Donald Trump has won. And I was studying him, you know, through all his speeches over the last couple of months, and I reckon that this guy really has got AI. He has got everybody deserting him. All the radio station, all the TV station, everybody, including his running mates, you know, they all deserted him. He was like a loner, you know, and he fought the war almost by himself. And he rose above, you know, the occasion, and you see, and he became the president of, he could be the new president of the United States. So this guy definitely has got something that is more than people. Anyone who have been like, you know, caught in that situation where they, you know, they get deserted, they get boycotted, and the shift of attention goes to somebody else, and you're like, I'm a nobody, and they are still able to keep that persistence in them, that determination in them, because they saw something or they see something in them, you know. And going by just his statement, you know, his slogan for the election, making America great again, it is really like he has that ability to make that great again, and he is trying to advocate that even to the people of America. Let's come together and make America great again. And that, to me, is a classic example of what AI is. And Donald Trump is definitely one good example, you know, of that level, of that standing, to what they call a leverage on the AI, on the world stage, you know.
So can you learn to put yourself in an appreciative mindset in order to be appreciatively intelligent? Is this something that just comes naturally to some people?
Of course, there are always things like people are born with certain ability for certain things, whether it's leadership and all that. But AI, of course, is born to some extent. But AI essentially is something that people can actually develop themselves to it. Simple things like when we look at something or look at a friend whom nobody likes, and you look at a person and ask yourself that question. It's really my question, basically. What is something good about him? What is something that I can learn from him? What is something that can connect us together? By asking ourselves questions, we are reframing situation. You know, it's changing the meaning of things, you know what I mean? Whether it's about a person or about anything else. And by having that appreciative kind of like a mindset where we reframe, you know, things, looking, I mean, things that are negative, looking at from positive areas of strength, you put it into, you look at it and ask yourself questions like, so yeah, I know there's a weakness down there, but what is a strength of this person, you know what I mean? Oh, this is it's a threat, but then what is the opportunity to us? So when you are able to kind of like do those kind of reframing and ask yourself those kind of questions, then you slowly, what you call, develop or rewire your mind and orientate it towards the positive more than what you call, you know, looking at things from a deprecative, you know, perspective like you mentioned just now.
So how is being in an appreciative mindset different from, well, basically just being positive, being in a positive mindset?
It is not just being positive alone. Of course, being positive is an ingredient, but positive without the necessary action, it just stay down there, you know what I mean, as being positive. But these are the people who are not just positive, these are people who can see the future in the present as well. Not just like looking at something and say, oh, I think this is a good meal, or this is a good table, and you're just, you know, and you are like settled for that. But these are the people who can take it a few steps further. So when you can take it a few steps further and get results out of it, then this is what I call appreciative intelligence and not just purely being, you know, positive-minded.
And why is AI so important in this day and age?
So important, you know, for everything that we do. You know, when we have an AI mindset, you know, we become more fulfilled because we can see the goodness in things around us. Otherwise, you know, everything is like, oh, it's no good, you know, I can't do it. And then, you know, you get into a rut, so to speak. When you have an AI, you become also very flexible because you are okay with ambiguity. You're not someone who must have everything on the table before you make a decision because they can see something more than what people can see. So they are adaptable, they are resilient, they are persistent, they have, and they are basically very fulfilled people. And of course, success as well, you know what I mean? Whether in a setting of a business or in a social setting, they can just take advantage of AI, you know, and turn that around, you know, for betterment.
All right, when we come back, we talk about how organizations and individuals can leverage on appreciative intelligence. Dr. Michael here will be back after this. Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money, BFM 89.9.
Raise Your Game, this is Audrey Raj, and with me today is Master Certified Coach Dr. Michael here, discussing appreciative intelligence and putting yourself in an appreciative mindset to grow and succeed in your personal and working life. Before we go into how exactly one can get into an appreciative mindset, Dr. Michael, maybe let's talk about a depreciative mindset. What are the key symptoms of someone being stuck in a depreciative mindset, and what are the repercussions of this?
Well, when someone... it's just the opposite of someone with an AI or appreciative, what they call intelligence, then, you know, a very clear symptom or signal that you will notice is that person is definitely in a very depressed, in a very negative, very critical kind of a mood and outlook as well. And they don't see any goodness in anything, you know. Even when someone says, oh, this is a good meal, they say, well, it's that, you know, it's just an ordinary meal. So they were, what they call, pour cold water on things, and they will never see anything good about anything else. So these are people who will, they are people who I believe will have lots of issues with their life, starting with the number one thing is they're not going to have, usually they don't have good relationship with people because they are so repelling, so to speak, that people actually, you know, get away from them. And of course, people with that kind of mindset, not only relationship will suffer, but I think these are people who also won't be able to have much fulfillment in their life. Success come a bit more harder for them. Sometimes we call them the problem child. You know, it's like you get into that. And sometimes there's this thing called self-fulfilling prophecy because you see everything bad. Really, things are going to turn out bad for you. But you see something very good, like people with AI, then things are going to happen in a positive way for you. So there's this self-fulfilling prophecy that goes along, a mindset that you have, whether it's an AI or the other one that you just mentioned.
All right, and how does one move from a depreciative mindset into an appreciative mindset? Could you walk us through the process?
That's about trying to increase our AI. There's certain things that we can actually do to increase our AI. First and foremost, I think we have to change the stories around us. By stories here, I mean it can be an event and just have something good and something nice, something positive to say about it. Dig into, you know, everything possible to find a reason for appreciating that something. So maybe change our story. You know, we change our story around us, change the context. It can be even that, for that matter, of a loved one. I mean, if we don't, that can actually take a toll on us. So it's changed the story. Circumstances may remain, but the meaning may change because of the fact that we, you know, change the story. And the second thing that is also important is change the way we ask questions from our... Just like with feedback giving, you know, people like to start feedback giving like, okay, so what are the areas for improvement? We go on that. Change that. Your question would be, what's good about that performance that you just saw?
Focus on the positivity.
Yes. So you're always on the positive. So you reframe that, you change your story and you change also your question. And that would help. Thirdly, is to change the way we reflect. Or getting ourselves to reflect more on situation, doing a post-mortem of things. Like, how could I have done it better? You know, what is something that I could do, you know, differently the next time if I were to face it? So by reflecting on this, again through question, again through changing the story, then we are always into that, you know, mode of building that up.
Self-improvement.
Yes, self-improvement and looking at it from that perspective that I just mentioned.
I understand appreciative intelligence also has a great impact on the way someone communicates things. How does it affect communication, effective communication?
You're talking to a much nicer guy who smile more and have got good things to say about things, you know what I mean? Not like, you know, you start a conversation and it's like, oh, the economy is bad, you know, nothing is working. And, you know, you get into that mode, you set the stage and you set the stage wrong itself. So that itself, what they call, would attract people around you to want to listen to you and talk to you,
so
in that
it,
sense of the word.
So it affects non-verbal cues.
Yes, yeah, definitely so. And you have curiosity. When someone is talking, you always find a way to appreciate and find something very special in whatever they are saying. Even if you meet an Eskimo, so to speak, and he said, my God, he's from Eskimo, he's an Eskimo, he lives in a cold land and I'm from a hot land, what is there to talk about? But yet, you know, you'll be able to ask questions, showing curiosity in what he's doing and looking for common grounds to connect with that person. So that itself, you know, an AI mindset would actually take you through. Yeah, they are just basically more brighter people and more energetic and they are vulnerable people. They are not someone who is very high and mighty, because they, when you tell them something, you know, they listen, they watch, look, yeah, okay, let me look at it. Okay, I don't really agree with what you say, but I'll find a reason why I that there could be something. Otherwise, you wouldn't have even mentioned that at all. And I'll find out that myself, what is it actually that you're saying that I don't see it right now, but I'm going to see it, you know. So they become more vulnerable, they become more humble. And these are all the good traits that people would, what you call, like to have, as well as, you know, connect with people who have those things.
Now, you mentioned earlier that, you know, being more appreciatively intelligent means that you can actually see things and help things materialize for your future. How is that? How does that work?
It's like, for instance, can I give you an example of that?
Sure.
When I was working in an organization, and we had one guy who was like, he's always late. And he doesn't like paperwork, you know, you give him work to, on paper, he will kind of take a long time to do. But the key thing is he's always late. So the company was in a stage of trying to, like, get rid of him, because this is a real recalcitrant person. But we set ourselves and asked ourselves a question. Yeah, he is late, but what is good about him? And in that brainstorming session, we found out that, you know, because I was in the travel company, and entertaining people in the night is a big, important thing to do, because suppliers come and they always want people to be around them, you know, dinners, karaoke and so forth. And we always have big problem finding people to stay so late with this foreign guest. And this guy just fit in so well.
Mm.
And he not only got a job, he became a manager. He became an entertainment manager. And he was doing a great job, and he loved that, you know what I mean? So we are happy, and he's also happy. And of course, the guests are happy, you know. So in that sense, you know, you always find that, you know, there will always be something that you look out for, something that you see the potential in that someone. Even before it blooms, you could just see that. Again, back to Donald Trump again. Yeah, he could just see that America needed something, that vision of making it great again. As compared to Hillary Clinton, she has got a slogan called Stronger Together. To me, it's like hanging in the air. People can't link to it so well.
They don't resonate with that.
Yeah, resonate with that, you know what I mean? As opposed to making America great, and you are American. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I want it to be great. So that, what you call, you know, inspire people, you know, to get them to work up, ignite their passion and their motivation. There you are, you know, you see results coming, you know, and he knew that people need that. He knew that. He could just see that. So when you talk about foreign policies and all to them, it doesn't resonate. We are right now in need of jobs. We are in need of security. We are in need of so many things, you know what I mean? So he just came in at the right time. He could just see that that's what they want. And he came up with the right slogan, and there you are. He got it.
So just before we go, Dr. Michael, maybe you can tell us how organizations and individuals can leverage on AI.
Let's start with the organization. When organization uses AI or uses appreciative intelligence, they're actually using a process called appreciative inquiry. It's still an AI thing, so to speak. Organization uses that to make their organization great again in any area for that matter. It could be, let's say, we want to improve our customer service, what they call a system. And usually what you do is you look for all the causes that causes that failure, root causes of failure. When organization uses AI, they will start looking at it from the root causes of success. When was the time when our customer service was at its best? Maybe it's no more. They've gone down the drain. But they were just picking up moments, you know, and that could be three years ago or recently and whatnot. They pick it up and ask themselves the question, what made that possible? What did we do to get that possible? Now that we know that we have those things that we did in the past before, how could we use this for the present? So an organization can actually use that, you know what I mean, and start building up their customer service system based on success stories that they have got, where they look at root causes of success as opposed to root causes of failures. So in that way, they will construct and design, you know, something based on something that they already have had and leveraging on that and move on. So when that happens in many cases, trainers and consultants may not be so needed, so to speak. We don't need experts to come and tell us what to do, like as if we didn't know anything at all. But when organizations use that, they can actually use their own people and to come together, so they actually empower their people. Because they're getting the people to see the goodness of the organization. Either it is something that in the present or in the past, but it's something that you can leverage on and that excites people in the organization. And I do quite a bit of work in the AI for organization in this area of enhancing systems and so forth. For the individual, wow, there's so much you can do as a person, you know. Even an old man like me, ask myself, if I had a deprecative mindset, I would tell myself, I think I'm too old right now. I should be taking a rest and not working anymore and so forth. But if I ask myself the question that, well, you're old, but there's still something good about you, you know, what it is, you know. So that would kind of like put me on the go, you know. And drive you to do more. Yeah, we can do more, you know. And you never let adversaries and never let challenges to kind of like take a toll on you or get the better of you, you know. So you just find a way to just offset that and just move on with your life, and you get just more fulfillment, you know? and be in whatever area that you believe that you can be in, and somehow or another you just find that you get it there with persistence and determination and so forth.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us, Dr. Michael.
Thank you as well.
I've been speaking with Master Certified Coach Dr. Michael here on Appreciative Intelligence. This is Audrey Raj. You've been listening to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.